Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is the chest locked in any way?
It is closed.
I'll go to open it.
As you do, a shackle attaches to your hand. Not what you were quite thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's almost like the iron. What am I? Like a handhold as you lift up the chest.
Like the hasp?
I think so. It then winds round your wrist.
Does he open it a little bit though?
Yeah. You can open it with your wrist attached.
Just attached to it, yeah.
Yeah.
And there are beautiful gold and jewels and strings of pearls. Yeah, garbage, trash.
Garbage, trash.
Fucking useless shit.
I'm going to push my other hand into the pile until it clasps the gold itself.
Mm.
The fair gold.
Yeah, it burns your hand. The touch of gold and gems, which you would assume to be cool since this is a... You're very cold and chilly, even though it's still muggy and there's no air moving through here. But instead it is hot, like it's just come out of an oven.
Mm.
You feel it burning into your skin the more and more you dig down.
Fair gold.
Yes, I know. I'm trying.
Detective.
To get it.
Excellent. Would you just quickly roll me, like, I want to roll, like, almost like an endurance thing. Do you have much willpower?
Con.
I have 4 willpower.
So do I.
Con, right?
Or if it's physical, con, yeah, maybe con. Physical.
More like mental. Like mental.
Or mental,
like,
then.
Dig,
yeah, willpower.
Dig,
yeah.
Willpower. Wisdom, then.
Wisdom's 2, or I got willpower 4. I don't know how you want to use those. Willpower is more of a, like, a HP kind of stat.
It's defense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like you to roll your willpower just to see how much you really want this gold and how much it will hurt you.
So roll the willpower?
Yes,
willpower,
please.
4?
Yeah. Okay. 2 success, 1 special.
Excellent. You dig deep. There is something burning in you, not just the flesh on your hand, but there is a drive. What's going through Toby's mind?
He feels so much less than, like, you have a whole day of being a cool as fuck hero and then you wake up as a guy with a cape and it sucks so bad. And not only that, he's just bared his anxiety and his fear about the real world to Logan, and he doesn't want to be Toby right now. He wants it back. He wants this world closer. That fading of the world over that sleep, that's good. That's a good thing. Make this world realer. And the way you do that is gold. And I want it now because I don't want to feel this way anymore.
Fair gold acquired.
Ah, jams it into the back of his head. Teleporter sparks to life, and then if I can, I'm going to teleport out of the shackle.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Better. Better.
Feeling good?
I feel better when I have Case back as well, but yes, I feel much better. Mm. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Do you... You can choose to notice it or not. Inscribed on the chest is Logan's name.
Hang on a minute.
Filled with trash.
Oh, my comics.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
She said trash. Yeah.
You can have trash comics.
Absolutely, you can.
Diet, no.
Yeah,
how
that
dare
one.
You? No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Kieran.
Do I notice or this is just what he notices?
Why don't you both roll me an int?
All right.
Two success, one special. Success.
Yeah, you both can notice it, yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Not only that, I'll say, Logan, in the inheritance that you were given,
yeah,
there were some potential heirlooms. You know, there may have been old brooches or jewellery or cufflinks even that were given to you. You see them.
He looks over at you. That hurt you?
Yeah, it burned, actually.
Like, grabs onto the latch of the treasure chest, looking at you, opens it.
The latch closes around your wrist as well, but it detaches from the chest. And now you have a silver bracelet.
He'll, like, look it over.
No seam. It is seamlessly joined around your wrist.
That's a new one.
Do you have a read on this? I mean, everything's a symbol here, so this is something from you, right?
Like, a la Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, he'll, like, try different movements with the wrist, just, like, see if it is in, is it, if it's magical in nature or if it literally is just a shackle for his wrist at the moment. Like, does it do anything?
Doesn't do anything magical, no.
Yeah, that's just an accessory I have now, I think. And he'll, he'll open the chest up and he'll try something. First, he digs that hand into the pot, into the chest, as it were. Mm-hmm. And then he'll put his other hand in that doesn't have the silver chain on it.
As you reach your other hand in, of the things that you squandered, of the things that you lost, was there anything that was actually dear to you or that you regret parting with? Perhaps something of your uncle's?
I think that he actually, at one point, of his uncle's.
I reckon. Yeah, the uncle who left his fortune to you.
You know what? It was actually when he was kind of forced at one point to go for a lot of job interviews post high school. His parents kind of like forced him to, you know, no, you got to get a job. You got to set yourself up right. You got to like really like, you know, if you're not going to study, you need to get a job. You need to batten that down. And he didn't really, like, he had one old shirt that he used to wear, but, you know, he doesn't really dress for that sort of style. So that's not what he does. And his uncle was like, look, I get it. I know this is not what you want to do, but just for now, let's just make a good impression at least. Let's just satiate your parents' needs. And he provided him with a tie. And it's like a bit more of like a Logan-esque tie. There's a lot of swirls on it. And it's like multicolored. It's like a bit more like, it's formal but fun. And this was like one of the last things that his uncle gifted him before he passed away. So it's a very sentimental kind of like tie that unfortunately, just honestly, Logan lost in a move. Like when he moved into the new house, he lost the tie. It wasn't through spending any of the money. It was actually the most anticlimactic way for him to misplace the most important thing to him. It's just, it wasn't in the box that he thought to put it in.
And there it is, in your hand.
Motherfucker. Holy shit. Whoa, and he like parts jewels out the way gets trinkets and trophies, old like participation trophies that he had on sports day in high school and things like that. And he like pulls out this like garish multicolored tie and it's like, yeah. And he'll like tie it around his head.
Oh, that is rad. That's, you just found your lost treasure, man.
This is, fuck, this is all my, man, there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this is all your stuff?
Yeah, did I tell you about that?
About what?
I ran into some money. That's what this is. This is my money. Was my money.
What did you, Yeah, I thought you had some coming to you.
I had a lot. My uncle man was loaded. He was fucking.
What are you? Like, so you are you sitting pretty back there?
No, absolutely not. I spent that, man.
On what? Would you go like round the world or something?
No. I just, you know, spent it on things that were fun. You know, go out for nights, have drinks, like movies, games. Like, it's amazing what you can spend if you really put your mind to it, man. I just fucking just wanted to have a good time.
And did you?
Yeah.
Great, man.
Yeah, man. I didn't want to be bogged down by that sort of shit. Like, money corrupts people, man. I didn't want it to have it, like, corrupt me and hanging over me. If I spent it, it was no longer with me.
Yeah, I guess so.
As you say this, as you come to the realization of this is all of your ill-spent or perhaps, you know, intended spent wealth, the motions that you were trying, as you're waving your hands and gesticulating, you do find money just appears in your hands.
You want one?
As it's just regular money, right?
I assume.
Yeah, I'll pass, thanks. Just going to weigh down my pockets.
Just humour me for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, thanks.
Pass it to him.
Roll me your fool die.
What's your fool die looking like?
So no crosses, because as soon as you utilise one of your crosses, you'll raise all the crosses.
Mm. Oh, so it's all flukes.
The trust costs you a cross. The
when you use fool's trust, what does that cost you?
Fool's charm.
Fool's charm.
Yes.
So it's got one cross on it.
Good call.
Need a rolls layer in every table.
Good call. Yeah, I knew it didn't have a roll to activate.
Yes.
But I knew it had some kind of cost.
Everything's got a cost.
Let's chuck it on the four.
That mentality is absolutely what I fucking... I was just
everything
like,
has a cost, yeah.
This game is too cruel to just have a power that you can use.
Mm. Yep. Oh, well, everything comes back to bite you in the end.
So that is a circle, which is a fortunate thing. So whenever I roll a circle, which was a 3, so I fail on the fool's die, but I get the circle... which is, describe the fluke of luck that benefits you. The GM can then choose to modify it. The more adventurous you make it, the more they'll likely tweak it. Then erase all but one circle.
Cool.
But because I don't know what I'm rolling for yet, I'm happy for you to let me know what that...
Well, I think you give Toby something he desperately desires.
Oh, it's another piece!
As you flick it in the air, I'm thinking...
It transforms into... You're like, kind of just like, no, humour me. And he'll hand you the gold, and as he like palms it in your hand, it's like give it a flick,
ping. He flicks it off his thumb, and it sails into the air.
It like almost like a curtain. It just like from top to bottom, just like as it flips, just transforms in a flourish, and it hovers just like in front of your face.
I'll just dip my neck and let it drop into the back.
Gross.
Hey, I have a coin slot, guys.
I
literally just have one. I just walk around with a coin.
Operated boy.
That's right, yeah.
Systems are go, and you got the Midas touch, baby.
Hell yeah. All right.
Case says thank you as he... appears.
Yeah, it's a dark cave system, and suddenly he is there. You don't know where he came from.
So we feel good? We're sitting pretty?
So much better. All right.
Let's fucking get the others.
Yeah, race you back.
And he like looks once more at the treasure chest and like gives it a long, solid look. Closes the lid. Gives it like a light tap with his foot and then just walks away.
Oh, God, what is that noise? It's such a headache.
I was going to say, I think we've been awake.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like something happens.
Okay, yeah.
The flip scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've had your...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Put out
there. If you weren't awake, you are now.
Yeah.
I imagine it's either Vince or Xavier who wakes up first, as Kat's probably a little hungover. do you want to wake up first or do you want...
You go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Xavier's gonna wake up first, see the both of them. I presume Vince is sort of stirring, and Xavier goes, "Guys, I'll grab breakfast."
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer.
Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And busies himself in the kitchen to create something with eggs and bacon, if that's available.
Sure, yeah. There's like there's kind of like hanging meat that you can use for kind of sausages. Like the more and more you explore this vehicle, the more and more you realize there are contraptions and compartments upon compartments, and everything folds out and changes into something. And there's a whole Rube Goldberg machine that just kind of rolls some eggs towards you and
love.
Cracks them disperses them upon a
just whatever you need is there, basically.
Pretty much
like the film Casper.
Like the film Casper, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah, so you are able to make a hearty hero's breakfast.
It's bacon and eggs and baked beans and fried spinach and fried tomato.
Oh, it's a full
and
English.
It's a full English breakfast. There are mushrooms. There's adequate salt and pepper. There's a tiny bit of chili flake on the egg.
It's like 10 minutes to lunch for
us. When's recording? Yes.
There are cups of tea, Australian strong tea with the full cream milk through, and Xavier brings it out and puts it on a dining table and says softly to Kat, breakfast's on the table, okay?
Okay.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Okay, yep. Good. You hit the bottle pretty hard, so I figured you'd... Anyway.
I look down at my hand. Is there like, has it kind of not healed, but sort of...
The bleeding has stopped.
Yeah,
so it's otherwise like... you'd be dead.
you'd be dead.
Well, it's been fun.
If you just continue to bleed out for a whole night. Like 8 hours. You are the bleeding has stopped, but the wound is ragged. You've not really done anything. Not staunched it. You've not wrapped a band. So you've just got a ragged stump.
I think I feel the pain now too. Like. My joy level hasn't changed, but I think it's, you know, she's like mellowed out a little bit, and it's kind of very grounding to just like, you know, when you have a pain that it's just always there. chronic pain life. So she'll slowly pull herself up. How's Gracie? How you doing?
Hey.
I don't know if you feel what I feel, but
I'm kind of symbiotic connection to your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel kind of rough.
Yeah.
I can't really eat, but maybe if you could use me to slice a hash brown, I'll kind of get the same effect.
Just absorb it.
It's right. Like a great sword, isn't
I'm
it?
Sorry, everyone.
It's a huge fucking sword.
This is really weird. Just don't mind me.
Do you want me to throw it up? I got some sausage
that'd be great. Throw it up. Wait, yeah, like
cut,
throw the
cut.
Hash brown
we can,
up.
We can do some, like, fruit ninja sort of stuff.
Okay,
ready?
Oh, my gosh, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll slice in the air. I'll leave the sound effects to Sean.
That's good. I'm happy with that.
How's everyone doing?
A slash brown.
Swing and slash around.
How's everyone doing? Everyone okay?
Yeah.
Great. Looking forward to the day ahead.
Yeah.
Kat, that wound, that finger wound, if I heal it, it'll cost me.
It's you know what? It's actually, it's okay.
I just, the longer we stay here, and this is terrible sort of breakfast talk, I know. The longer we stay here, I'm a little worried that this will kill me, this place.
Yeah.
I can't keep. Vince, you know, You're Prince Vince, I should say, you know. Or King, I don't know. Yeah. I think this place is going to kill me.
Well, we won't let it.
I think that's a question for getting out of here is...
Yeah.
You know, it's not a question of letting it. It's a question of time. I can keep debts kind of juggled, but, you know, Brad knows, I know. Debts catch people. And either you don't really pay them off, you just get new ones. That's how the system works. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how banks are supposed to... And this is the same thing.
Mm.
You know? I'm sorry to bring the mood down, but I also, respectfully, you've been on a buzz and I've been propping that up.
Mm.
And I don't want you to think of me as a psychopath. I know I threw you in. I thought you and Brad were okay. That's why I... And I'm sorry.
Look, I think when we first got here, I just got so swept up in being away from everything. But I think, I don't know, yesterday was a bit of an eye-opener and I'm with you. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I want to go home.
I'm just, because you're here, I don't want to keep enabling you being happy all the time.
Does
that sound terrible? I'm sorry if it does, but...
But the thing is that I have never been as powerful. Like, I'm more powerful when I'm happy, so it's kind of important that I maintain that, I guess, if I'm going to help us get home. But I'm going to try and rein it in a little because I think yesterday I felt so intensely joyful and then but all I can see is the face of that man as he bled out in front of me. And that is a weird feeling. So we're going to try and rein it in, right, Gracie?
Yeah, but he was like a bad guy, right? He was like not a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's fine that it happened, but yeah, we're going to rein it in a little.
Okay.
I mean, sure, rein it in if that feels appropriate to you. But also, this is the last location we're sent to by Allegra. This is presumably the end that she was speaking of. So if there's any kind of final encounter...
Which there will. It's a game.
I would suggest be happy about it, enjoy it, and we'll get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't. I don't want... And sorry, this is selfish. But I don't want, you know, my fiance to be a god. I want her to be my wife. And I'm sure Toby feels exactly the same way.
Yeah, I don't think that's selfish. It's fine.
No. And I know you and Brad need to navigate that for you.
Yeah, I have some... I got some stuff I got to take care of when we get back.
While I was... sleeping and I felt like real life like kind of drifting away. I saw those mermaids too. They're from our past. Nothing in here is new. We can't grow here, I think is the thing. Because I felt myself regressing.
Well, I really feel the opposite. I don't know. I feel like this place has really made me face what I actually want out of life back home. I feel like I have grown here.
Sorry.
You know.
We can't...
But we can't continue.
Build new, I guess, right? It's like therapy. You can't spend all of time there unpacking because otherwise wounds don't heal.
Mm-hmm.
You do eventually have to test the leg and step out, right?
Yeah, right.
Does that make a sort of sense, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just going to try and enjoy it, I guess.
And
have fun so that I can keep using these powers. But then, I'm committed. I'm committed to getting home, so.
Yeah, the ride has to stop eventually.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun on the way. Hey, we can talk in swords. You're the king or prince. What title do you want, man? While we're here, we might as well enjoy it.
I mean, for you guys, it's nothing. I guess if anyone asks, I can be a king.
Sweet. So we have a king. We have a battle warrior princess.
Yep.
Queen.
Yep. Some kind of... Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm here with a bunch of gods.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Talking about last adventure and doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
And some breakfast.
Oh, yes.
Whoa!
Can I get you something? Because I only got it for the three of us. I'll start cooking, yeah? What do you want?
Toby, if you're going to have some, can you use me to cut your breakfast?
Gracie really likes experiencing the food through slicing it, so...
I don't have a mouth! I marks
are those
delivered.
Hash browns? I love hash browns.
I'll get you some hash browns.
Come on, use me to cut.
Actually,
hash
can
brown.
You even pick up Gracie? I want to see this.
Oh, how heavy is?
Right.
I'm the exact right weight for a healthy sword my size.
That's right. Don't girth shame my sword.
Girth shame your sword.
I'm imagining her hilt is like what I did just then, which is like almost like hands on a hip of like.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I love that.
Very good.
No, you're just making me feel inadequate. That's all.
No, don't do that. That's bad.
I do think when we get back, I am going to start working out because feeling this strong is so good. I could barely, like, you know, lift my boxes when I was, you know, moving stuff around my house. I'm going to hit the gym.
Toby, for the whole bird motif that you got going on, do you want seeds in your breakfast as well? I found some whole grain bread. Is that good?
Some corn.
Some corn? What are birds like? I'm not a big...
If that's berry jam, I will have
some toast. Yeah, okay. We got some berry jam.
I will have some toast.
Yeah, yeah. I got raspberry, blackberry, and also something called schmozberry. I think that's a... I think that's a... What is that reference to? Something. Because that's not a real...
It tastes like sex.
Snozberries
taste like snozberries. Is more dull, but it's also it's also filthy joke he made in one of his more adult books.
It's also a joke... From what's the movie about the highway patrol? It's a comedy.
Super Troopers. I've never seen it.
Because it's which is also a quote from
Willy Wonka
yeah. Where he's high as a kite and he's licking the window and he says, the snozberries taste like snozberries.
I pull out some snozberry jam.
I have some snozberry jam, yeah, I think absolutely.
That'll be enough time for Logan to catch up.
Yes. Because you've just been teleporting down.
Nightcrawler-esque crawling. And as he like kind of comes down, it's like, there's nothing immediately dangerous up there. We found a cave. There's many caves, actually. But... Yeah, coast seems clear, at least, to begin with.
Great. Logan, I'm in the kitchen. Do you want breakfast?
Whatever you're making, sure.
Easy done.
There's like a whole spread here.
Right.
Breakfast is served.
You enjoy the hearty breakfast. Breakfast fit for the heroes that you are. And there is a sense of compatriotism. You are all joined together at the tail, despite... A stormy night.
We're here. We're in it together. We're in the same circumstance.
Right? Yep.
Now, let's break for lunch. I'm getting the sense that people are hungry.
What do you mean? We just talked about food.
The whole food scene thing. Yeah.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Oh, hold for car.
Hold for dog.
Car dog. Cat bus.
Hello. Yes, this is dog.
We've been getting some classic memes on the page. It's good.
Should I wait for them to open the
slam
door?
Slam the door.
Slam every single door in the car.
And then for the plane to come across.
Open up all the doors so they can slam them. Yeah.
Six things that you can open on the car and slam them down.
Test
for
sure the radio still works.
It's a convertible. They need to
do some drifting.
Yeah.
Or just stay in the car. Are we the problem?
Yes. I mean, we knew that. I did at least.
There you go. That's a slam.
Hey.
And now you're going to hear a door, front door slam. Passes back. Reiki? Ren?
Like Scoob.
There we go.
Oh, like Scoob.
I watched Scooby-Doo 2 last night. It's a time.
Cool. All right, that was the front door.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.